Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Aurelio Lopez. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Aurelio Lopez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Templeton for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeJesus hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scott bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Vail reaches third base with a triple. Scott scores. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krukow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a pop-up into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez catches it and steps on first to double up Vale. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wright's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wright's is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright's hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale who is chasing the ball. Templeton reaches third base with a triple. George Hendrick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. DeJesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to third. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krukow is 0-for-2 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. De Jesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. De Jesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes De Jesus. The throw from Simmons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Obergfell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergfell hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Aurelio Lopez. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Templeton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey now playing left field. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Mike Vale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Jerry White now playing center field. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Biotner. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.